everybody, Donna here again. Welcome back. Today's module is going to be MC Action Power Words. Now, to move the audience and gain momentum, we need to use words that inspire action. This technique will inspire people to take action and make you the motivator. So if you want better results from your audience and you want to inspire more action, more motivation, and more energy, then you're going to have to change the words you use. Now, if you're a beginner, wow, you are so lucky. This is an amazing opportunity to start off on the right foot. If you're already a pro, don't worry, because this module is going to move you to a much higher level. Now, most of the time, I see MCs rambling on and dragging and dragging and dragging things out. Now, this has an amazing effect of putting your audience to sleep. Or else they've switched off, they're all looking at their handphones and they have checked out. Of course, I'm not talking here when you have to read specific scripts given to you by a client, but I'm talking of when you have your time on stage, when the ball's in your court, it's your time to shine and it's your time to do your thing. So at this time, you have to capture the audience's attention. And, funnily enough, less talk will give you more action. However, the choice of words that you use is very important. The shorter, clearer, simpler, and more direct words you use, the more punch they have. So now I'm going to show you examples of words that can inspire action. These are these words. Do this. Listen. Shh. Relax. Enjoy. Stand up. Look. And of course, use a hand movement here to point in the direction you want them to look in. Stand up and give me a standing ovation. Come on, guys, stand up for your company. Stand up for your department. Come forward. Support your team. Are you hungry? Let's eat. So notice here, there's a purpose behind every action power word. Of course, you can play with the tonalities you use because there's many, many ways of saying things. But a huge point also here is, if you can use action words with not just an action word and not just the tonality, but with emotion, then you're going to engage the audience at an even higher level. So, for example, if you look at this diagram, if you use action words, you're at this level. When you add in tonality, it pushes it to this level. But when you use action words with tonality and emotion, then you're going to reach an even higher level. Now, this is the secret method to touch the audience's hearts at an emotional level, and you and the event will be remembered. So what moves people is something also that's good for them. So if you say, come on stage and win, or take out your lucky draw numbers because you're going to win a prize, something that's good for them will motivate and move people. Now let's look at positive versus negative. Positive always wins. For example, you don't want people to think, don't, no, boring. So if you don't want people to think those things, then don't use those words. An example would be if you say, don't forget, use the action word instead, remember. Now, if you want to get your audience off their butts, off their seats, and motivated, you are going to use positive action words and phrases with tonality and combine it together with emotion. Now, of course, I'm not saying you can never use words like no, but when you do, it's for an effect. That effect could be, for example, to get a laugh. So there's going to be a positive outcome for everyone. So the key points here are, number one, action words have the power to move people. Key point number two, the right choice of words inspire a desired outcome. Key point number three, motivating the audience is not that difficult. You just need the right choice of words. Key point number four, words combined together with tonality, combined together with emotion, will take your audience to a higher level. And key point number five, positive words win all the time over negative. Now your action steps for this module. Action step number one, immediately start becoming mindful of the words you use and mark down, do they inspire people into positive action or do they have the opposite effect? Action step number two, write down five negative words that you find yourself using and change them into their positive counterpart. Action step number three, practice, practice, practice. At home and on stage. If you're not doing it at home, it's going to be very, very difficult for you to just fall into this naturally on stage. And action step number four, record your next performance on stage and then analyze and see how you can use much more effective and powerful words with emotion that will inspire and motivate your audience. Always remember, guys, build your business, make more money, and make impact as an MC. Stay real, stay true, be awesome. I'm looking forward to seeing you soon on our next module.